Good evening, Laurier. It is I, your host, El Ashtarino, and welcome back to another Laurier's Top 10. This is the first one of 2026, so if you've been listening since 2025, welcome back. So, 10 songs, if you're new to this. 10 songs are chosen each week, normally depending on a theme that I feel, normally depending on my mood. But for tonight, there's always a common theme, but on tonight's list, it's about longing, love, confidence, and quiet truths that we don't always say out loud. I'll be sharing a few thoughts in between, as I normally do. As for changes in the 2026 year, Laurier, not many. I'll definitely be doing my advice breaks, some philosophical thoughts in between my songs. But for the most part, it's going to be quite the same. So, honestly, let's just see where things go. So let's begin. So number one is a song that definitely has a spot in my heart, special place in my heart. It's Songbird by Kenny G. I love Kenny G for his smooth sax solos. So there are just some songs, Laurier, that don't ask for attention. They wait patiently for it. Songbird by Kenny G is one of those. It feels like a reflection without pressure. Like remembering something important without knowing exactly what it was. So, without further ado, take it away, Kenny. I hope that everybody on the other end can hear the music all right. On my end, I'm having a tiny bit of technical difficulties, Laurier, so I hope the music is coming out all right. I'll definitely be checking that on the next side. Darn it. On the next song. Or on the side. Whatever it feels. But, now for a quick break. More of a philosophical break. For my listeners that don't know, I'm currently, at Laurier for Philosophy. So there's definitely going to be a lot of deeper thought-provoking questions throughout my top 10, mainly because I seem to be quite inspired, specifically during my philosophy classes. But Albert Camus, a pretty famous philosopher, believed that life doesn't come without inherent meaning. Instead of despairing, we are meant to create meaning ourselves. Sometimes that meaning is loud, and sometimes it's just sitting still and letting a song play. So, for Albert Camus, we're bringing up number two. I'm a Fool to Want You by Chet Baker. Chet Baker understood vulnerability better than most. I'm a Fool to Want You is honest in a way that's almost uncomfortable. Loving even when you know it may cost you. So, without further ado, take it away, Baker.
That can't be true. A love that's there.
Well, Laurier, that was one of the best by Baker. I absolutely love that song. Mainly because of just the silent sadness in it. It reminds me of a quote that Dostoevsky once wrote about how humans often choose suffering over comfort, simply because suffering proves we can still feel. To me, I'm a Fool to Want You by Chet Baker fully encompasses this mindset. I hate to use the term, Laurier, like the term, it really makes me cringe, actually. I hate to use the term vibe, but it's almost, If anybody has I gotta ask some of my friends, actually, if any of them have a better term for this. But it's just almost the whole encompassing of the song is just, it feels so vulnerable. And that's why I love it, and I hope you love it too, and you can add that to your playlist. It's not really a gym playlist, I would say, but it's definitely something that I could see slow dancing with someone in a kitchen to, you know? But now we're going into number 3. Normally we run behind on here, if you're new, because I like to yap, but we're actually on a good track right now. So at number 3 we have Save a Prayer by Duran Duran. So from quiet jazz heartbreak, we move into 80s romantic uncertainty, Laurier. Save a Prayer by Duran Duran is about fleeting moments, connections that feel important, even if they don't last. Have you ever had somebody in your life that you thought would go somewhere? You know, a talking stage, ex, and it doesn't go anywhere? Trust me. Save a Prayer by Duran Duran definitely has that feeling to it. But remember, Laurier, even if people in your life don't last, they always leave you with a lasting impression or a lesson in your life. They were meant to be there for a reason, even if it might not seem that way. Sometimes it just takes reflecting down the line. Anyway, coming up is Save a Prayer by Duran Duran. Take it away. Laurier, we're coming up at number 4. So at number 4, I decided I'd sneak a little bit of Frank Sinatra in there with Something Stupid. And Something Stupid is about fear of saying too much and the even bigger fear of saying nothing at all. You know that feeling, Laurier, when you want to say something to somebody? Doesn't even have to be romantic. You just want to, but someone's holding your tongue back. Honestly, it's an interesting feeling. You don't want to say something, you know, scare them off. See, me personally, Laurier, I definitely have this problem in my own life, even in friendships. I always want to tell people in my life how much I love them. And honestly, for any of my listeners that are tuned in, tell someone you love them. Because you never know, Laurier. You never know. You might be dead tomorrow. I hate to say it, but it's true. And honestly, tell the people around you that you love them. Even your friends. Even if it's cringy, honestly. There's a lot of people that I wish I told that I loved them before I never saw them again. Or before our lives took different paths. So if you're somebody listening right now, and we haven't talked in a while, I wish you the best, and I do love you. So now, coming up next, with someone who couldn't say, I love you, is Something Stupid by Frank Sinatra.
I know I stand in line until you
to think me, Laurier, there's just something so sweet about that song. When I first did a background on this song by Frank Sinatra, I was at first a little bit shocked that that's actually his daughter Nancy Sinatra singing the song with him. But when you actually think about it, it's actually very sweet. Of course, Something Stupid is a romantic song, but I find it very nice that we did it with his daughter. It kind of changes the tone of the song a little bit, makes it a little bit more wholesome. So it's definitely a classic, so if you haven't heard that one, it's definitely up there with the most romantic songs of all time, in my opinion. Feel free to disagree, though. But, it got me thinking. There's a line of thought in philosophy that says love is uncertainty, it's risk. Every time we speak honestly, we gamble something. But silence is also a choice, and often the lonelier one. So, at number 5, we have My All by Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey's My All is devotion without armor. It's about giving everything, even when there's no guarantee you'll meet halfway. So, coming up with another classic, and in my opinion, one of Mariah's best songs of all time, and it really showcases her insane vocals. Take it away, Mariah, with My All. Mariah Carey's vocals just really show through in that, Laurier. Honestly, it's one of those songs where it's just, her vocal talent is just at its best. And you can really, you know what I really think it is in a sad way? I think it's also her sadness coming out in the lyrics. Because if I'm not incorrect, I'm pretty sure she was going through a breakup at the time of that song. So, honestly, thank you, Mariah, for, singing through the pain there, because I really like that song. So now at number 6, we're changing the vibe a little bit. And we're actually, there's going to be a singer that I don't normally have on here, but I really like this song from him, and it's Drake. Well, I guess it's CeCe's Interlude. Now this is one of his OGs from, I believe, no, don't quote me, I'm not a big Drake fan, but I'm pretty sure it's from one of his OG Thank Me Later album. I might be wrong. From, I think, the late 2000s to the early 2010s. That's where I'm dating it. But CeCe's Interlude is definitely Drake at his best. I love this song. Again, it's up for interpretation to my listeners. Whether or not you guys like this song, it's up to you. I think that this is just a masterpiece from Drake. It's honestly, it goes between emotional openness to emotional restraint. The song itself kind of feels like a private thought spoken out loud, distant, reflective, and unresolved. So honestly, I'll let you, the listener, hear it for yourself. And take it away, Drake. That song by Drake, I just feel there's that line in the chorus, I just want what I can't have. And honestly, Laurier, that line definitely stuck with me. Have you ever wanted somebody or had feelings for somebody and it was just unrequited? They just didn't want you back how you wanted them? Or you knew they didn't like you and you know you shouldn't like them, but you do anyway. It's the human fault. Everyone's had it happen. I think Drake perfectly encompasses it in this song, honestly. That feeling of just longing for something that you can't have. It's definitely a terrible feeling, but I'm glad Drake put that feeling into work and created this masterpiece, in my opinion. Again, if it's not your thing, it's not your thing. But thank you, Drake. Now, at number 7, I'm bringing up a classic, man. Well, not technically a classic, but classic from a couple of years back. Color Violet by, now, correct me if I say his last name improperly, Laurier. I seem to have a problem. Tori Lanez? If I said that wrong, I apologize, Tori. But, this song feels like late nights and, unanswered messages, really. The Color Violet is about memory. How certain people linger in your mind long after they're gone. So, take it away, Linnez. So, okay, we're almost nearing the end. So, we're diving in now to number 8. And so, for number 8, I decided to choose a different, well, actually, I'm trying to think if I've played this song. I've had too many episodes of this radio show now, Laurier, that my dementia brain is starting to lose itself. But Reminder by The Weeknd, this one's definitely a different aesthetic than the, well, not aesthetic, that that doesn't make any sense. A different theme than the other songs I've played tonight. But, Reminder by the Weeknd is really in the name. It's taken literally. It's about self-assurance. Knowing who you are after you've been misunderstood, really. And honestly, I like this song by the Weeknd. It definitely was very popular a little while back. Still is. I definitely hear it in the gym from time to time at my university. But honestly, I say let the Weeknd just take it away. For a quick break, Gloria, in between songs, I just realized how kind of romantic and kind of heartbreaking some of these songs have been. So once again, if you're new here to Gloria's Top 10, this is a common theme I normally use. I think I've been using the theme of love and longing probably since my first ever episode, 4 months ago, which is crazy to me because I remember it like it was yesterday. Kind of because it was yesterday, but 4 months for me, and for, I would say, most people in university, feels like 4 years. 4 years, different month, same pain. So, at number 8, it's just gonna be more sadness, isn't it? Sunsets by Cigarettes After Sex. I got into this song mainly because a friend of mine, probably a year ago, showed it to me. Shout out to you, Zyda. And, honestly, I've loved this song ever since. I wasn't a big Cigarettes After Sex fan, until I just started listening to it with, like, a friend of mine. It reminds me of them. Like, do you ever just listen to a song with somebody, and it's just forever ingrained in your mind? Even if it's a terrible song. Sunsets by Cigarettes After Sex is not a terrible song, by the way. But, even if it is a terrible song, it'll just always stick with you. Sometimes it seems a little bit less terrible. But, Sunsets feels like an emotional blur, when time slows and everything feels distant, but intimate at the same time. So, I'll let you, feel that for yourself, Laurier. Take it away, Cigarettes After Sex.
Sunsets, we wander through a foreign town.
Well, Laurier, we're now at the end, at number 10. So at number 10, I decided to choose a song. Now, apologies in advance if the title of this song is offensive to Indigenous peoples. I can't change the title of it. It's a nice song. It's by Tyler Childers. If I said his name correctly, it's Feathered Indians is the name of the song. So again, apologies in advance if the title is offensive. It did get some backlash online, I'm pretty sure, at one point. But nevertheless, it's a very nice song. It's about love, mistakes, freedom, and living truthfully, even when it's messy. This song by, I think it's Childers, actually, is a reminder that life rarely sounds perfect. And that's what makes it real. And honestly, I'll let you guys hear it for yourself. Take it away, Tyler. Well, that was Laurier's top 10. If there's one thing philosophy and music agree on, it's this. Feeling deeply is not a weakness. It's proof that you're alive. And again to my listeners, thanks for listening tonight. I'm Ella Astorino, and this has been Laurier's top 10. And as I always end with, take it easy.